Chapter 30 Sabotage. At T-minus 30 minutes, Goliath had drawn away from Kali to stand well clear of the Atlas jet. All the systems checks had been satisfactory. Now it was necessary to wait until the spin of the asteroid had brought the mass driver around to the right position for the firing cycle to commence. Captain Singh and his exhausted crew didn't expect to see anything spectacular. The plasma jet of the Atlas drive would be far too hot to produce much visible radiation. Only the telemetry would confirm that ignition had started and that Kali was no longer an implacable juggernaut wholly beyond the control of man. "I wonder," thought Sir Colin Draker, "how many of these youngsters know that this whole countdown idea had been invented by a German movie director almost 2 centuries ago for the first space film that was not pure fantasy. Now, reality had copied fiction, and it was hard to imagine any space mission starting without some human or machine counting backward." There was a brief round of cheering and a gentle patter of applause as the string of zeros on the accelerometer display began to change. The feeling on the bridge was one of relief rather than exultation. Though Kali was stirring, only sensitive instruments could detect the microscopic change in its velocity. The Atlas drive would have to operate for days, weeks, before victory could be assured. Because of Kali's rotation, thrust could be applied for only about 10% of the time before Atlas was no longer correctly aligned. It was no simple matter to steer a spinning vehicle with a fixed engine. One microgravity, two microgravities. Sluggishly, the enormous mass of the asteroid was beginning to respond. Nobody standing on it, as far as one could stand on Kali, would have noticed the slightest change, though they might have felt a vibration underfoot, and noticed that clouds of dust were being jarred off into space. Kali was shaking itself like a dog that had just endured a bath. And then, unbelievably, the numbers dropped back to zero. Seconds later, three simultaneous audio alarms sounded. Everyone ignored them. There was nothing that could be done. All eyes were fixed on Kali and the Atlas booster. The great propellant tanks were opening up like flowers in a time-lapse movie, spilling out the thousands of tons of reaction mass that might have saved the Earth. Wisps of vapor drifted across the face of the asteroid, veiling its cratered surface with an evanescent atmosphere. Then, Kali continued inexorably along its path.